$500 million in new construction is planned for Eielson Air Force Base to support the upcoming deployment of F-35 fighters, and local hire for a portion of that work is a top priority. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson says area leaders are working to ensure federal officials understand what's at stake.
If they set aside a job and our local labor force or contractors are not qualified for it, like a hub zone, for example, then our labor force and our contractors actually have to physically leave Fairbanks. They don't just drive somewhere for the day. They've got to move out of Fairbanks and go to work in Anchorage or even go to work out of state. And that's not acceptable.
Dodson says they're working with the Army Corps of Engineers, the Small Business Administration, and Alaska's congressional delegation to make sure Fairbanks area contractors get some of the work leading up to the 2020 deployment of F-35s at Eielson, as well as jobs tied to nearly $1 billion in projects, including a new radar at Clear Air Station. Dodson says expertise is also an issue, maintaining that construction is different north of the Alaska Range.
Somebody that understands that type of construction. So, you know, our point simply has been it's an advantage to our contractors, it's an advantage to our labor force, and it's also an advantage to the building.
A group of Fairbanks area leaders known as the Tiger Team that formed to advocate for Eielson met with Senator Lisa Murkowski and an Alaska SBA official last week.